WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. I'm so glad you're joining me again today. Ever feel like your brain is running a marathon while your body's just trying to keep up? You know that feeling when your inbox is overflowing. Notifications are popping off left and right, and you can barely hear your own thoughts over the mental noise? Yeah, me too. That's why I'm obsessed with finding ways to calm the chaos and tap into a sense of inner peace. And today, we're diving deep into one seriously powerful tool, mindful meditation. It might sound like something straight out of a yoga retreat, but trust me, this isn't about chanting or becoming a Zen master overnight. It's about learning to be present, to truly notice your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and ultimately, to find more calm in the storm. So, what are we walking away with today? Here are five key takeaways that will transform your meditation practice. 1. Find your sanctuary. Meditation doesn't require a monastery or incense burning, okay? You can create a mini sanctuary anywhere, even your couch. Just find a quiet spot where you won't be disturbed for a few minutes. That could be your bedroom, a corner of your office, or even just under your favorite tree if the weather allows. 2. Embrace imperfection. Listen, meditation isn't about clearing your mind completely. It's impossible. Your thoughts will wander. That's totally normal. The key is to gently acknowledge them and redirect your attention back to your breath, or whatever anchor you've chosen. Don't beat yourself up if you get distracted. Just keep going. 3. Start small. Don't try to meditate for an hour right out of the gate. Start with just 5 minutes a day, even 3 if that's all you can manage. Consistency is more important than duration, and you can gradually increase your meditation time as you feel comfortable. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, neither will your Zen garden. 4. Focus on your breath. Your breath is an anchor, a way to bring yourself back to the present moment. Notice the rise and fall of your chest, the cool air entering your nostrils, and the warmth as you exhale. It sounds simple, but it's incredibly powerful. 5. Make it a ritual. Just like brushing your teeth or making coffee, incorporate meditation into your daily routine. Set a specific time each day and stick to it. Maybe it's first thing in the morning before you check your phone, or right before bed to wind down. This helps build a habit and makes meditation feel less like a chore and more like a part of your self-care. Now, let's talk about a real-life scenario that many of us can relate to. Imagine this. You're at work, deadline looming, emails piling up, and suddenly you get that dreaded call from your boss. Your heart starts racing, your mind goes into overdrive, and before you know it, you're on the verge of a full-blown panic attack. Sounds familiar? Well, instead of letting those stressful thoughts hijack your day, take a moment, just a few deep breaths, to center yourself. Focus on your breath, visualize a calming scene, or even silently repeat a mantra like, "I am calm. I am in control." This simple act of mindfulness can shift your entire energy and help you navigate that challenging situation with more grace and clarity. Remember, meditation isn't about escaping life. It's about facing it with a calmer, clearer mind. It's a superpower that empowers you to handle stress, increase focus, and cultivate genuine peace within yourself. So, make time for your inner oasis. Your future self will thank you for it, Now go out there and tap out of those overwhelming moments with the power of mindful meditation. Want more tips and tricks to manage overstimulation? Share this episode with a friend who needs a little zen in their life. Leave us a review. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow for another dose of Tap Out of Overstimulation Wisdom. Until then, stay calm, stay connected, and keep tapping out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.